finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
I was like, which one is the hey and which one was the come on? I thought I was gonna hit come on and I hit the hey.
The James Brown
So I hit that instead.
He's from Georgia.
Who?
James Brown.
Steal the Godfather.
Hashtag JB is from hashtag GA.
Please, I want that blowing up on Twitter.
Blowing
hashtag
up
GA, hashtag okay. JB. Just a bunch of letters. Any two letters will do.
I'm Grace.
B-A. I'm Joe.
This is Finish Each Other's.
Slaying Witches. Mm-hmm. This is our third episode.
It is.
And it is the birthday episode.
Because.
It's Grace's birthday.
It is.
It's.
Wow, it is my birthday. Wow.
It's technically your birthday, yeah. It's past midnight.
Yeah.
And it's October.
Which means that it's a new day.
Oh, not really. I don't consider that. I think that when I go to sleep and wake up.
To me, it's still yesterday.
That's the next
still
day.
Today. It's
I don't
not,
care mm-hmm. what time of the day it is. I don't care if I've already gone into the next day, technically.
Time can suck a fat one.
I go to sleep. If I wake, when I wake up, is the next day. I don't care what time it is.
Yes.
Like I have with my work schedule. Anyway. It's the birthday show.
It's the birthday show.
Birthday show. So we have squirrels all over the backyard.
Have you guys ever heard of squirrels?
Like there's like, you know, squirrels. Anyway, have you ever seen a squirrel slowly walk?
Not like
not hopping along
and
cute
prancing.
And fuzzy like in Sword in the Stone when they're turned into squirrels and they're all cute and jumping around.
We're all very familiar with the scene and I know we rewatch it
exactly,
constantly.
All the time. So that's my go-to squirrel. Not
when I need to tell somebody what a squirrel is when
Sword
somebody doesn't know
when
what a squirrel is.
They all turn into squirrels.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. So
you'd
the
be
squirrels,
a fool to not know
anyway,
that scene.
Have you ever watched it? So anyway, we look in the backyard and there's squirrels always taking the apples because we have an apple tree.
Yes.
And they're always like taking them and bringing them back to their little homes. But the other day, one day I saw them slowly walk. Oh. It's like one foot,
creeping.
Then the back foot just like kind of windmills over, and then the other one comes like sloppily over the other side. And it looks like they don't know how to walk.
Yeah.
They only know how to run and jump and climb. But just standard walking is, it's like a penguin when they try to like run.
Yeah.
It's just awkward.
Yeah.
They just don't belong walking.
And their bodies are so like thin and squishy and like mobile to see them slowly just like creeping forward. Creeping forward like an, they walk like alligators, except they're furry creatures that you see strictly climbing in trees. And here it is like. Creeping forward. And usually, don't forget, hun, they had the apples in their mouths. So they had this like big thing
that's
in their
true.
Mouth.
Yeah.
And then they were walking and they were like, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, oh, yeah. They had like a gross like theme song basically as they were walking. And if it was shaved, it would be the most terrifying thing you've ever seen. But obviously, it's still a cute little squirrel. Stay you. So it was really. It's really disturbing. I guess hope you never see a squirrel walk.
But they do walk.
If you do watch it, just look on in horror and remind yourself that you heard it first here.
If you see a squirrel walk,
first.
Run, don't walk.
Run away because it looks terrifying.
Cast your eyes away
we
along
try
with your children.
Find a video of squirrel walking.
I'm sure there is.
I wonder if somebody else thought it was as gross as we did.
Ugh.
I hope not. I hope nobody else had to witness that.
No, it was terrible. And and we were already cleaning up like all the rotten apples in our backyard with yellow jackets buzzing around them. And then there's these creepy squirrels like slinking along. I'm just going to laugh.
So Smokey the Bear, It's a campaign. You see it all the time. You see the stupid signs.
Have you heard of Smokey the Bear?
Yeah, it's like fire safety is, you know, different colors. It'll say high today, moderate. I think that's most people's like association. Or they see just the picture of his fat face saying Smokey, and it's like just fire.
Smokey, like he's on fire.
Smokey, fire.
Yeah, that's the only description you
caveman
get.
Caveman talk. They're just like Smokey, fire, it's not bad.
Smokey, period, fire, period, bad, period.
So Smokey the Bear, that was a fantastic transition, by the way.
Yeah.
So Smokey the Bear is a guy. Basically,
he's a bear.
I think. No, he's a bear. Well, he's a bear.
He's a bear, so that acts a lot like a human.
Here's the joke. Anyway, this is a whole setup for a joke. The joke is we reimagined Smokey the Bear, gritty reboot Smokey the Bear. Now, so obviously, he never had a movie. Like, but this is a gritty reboot version of Smokey the Bear.
Like if Frank Miller rewrote the reboot of Smokey the Bear.
So Smokey the Bear starts with him doing, it's like he has like a stand-up job. It's his first job. It's his like first like week on the job as a forest like ranger. And he has his hat on. He just got his like uniform
on. He's like well-groomed.
He's ready to go. And he's like, you know, it's his turn. They're like, all right, you got to tell the kids, got to prevent forest fires. He's like, only you can prevent forest fires. And then behind him is a group of kids like in the background. Mm-hmm. And they're all like, they have a fire. Of course, they have a fire going in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
Because they decided to film it there. They didn't see these guys, obviously.
No. This was not part of the plan.
And so the fire's going, and they're like throwing beer bottles at it. It's like fires. And the bear just like slowly turns around. He's just like, are you kidding me? He's like, these kids are starting a fire in my forest. And basically, he starts walking up to them, and they're like, hey, it's Smokey the Bear. And
they start. Hey, Smokey.
They start mocking him. It's not like a funny thing. They're like, oh, look who it is. Who's
it's
this
Smokey
guy?
Smokey the Bear.
What are you going to do? Stop us? Yeah. And then it immediately cuts to his animal instinct, and he mauls all the kids and kills them.
He's like, arr,
yeah, he turns into an actual bear and just mauls the shit out of the kids. Immediately gets fired because you can't do that.
Also, this is on film.
Yeah, you can't do that. So, it's like a Blair Witch thing.
Yeah. Like, you just cut and you see like
claws.
No, it's
no cut because they're doing the PSA, and all of a sudden it's like a shaky camera, and the cameraman's chasing the bear as it's running the kids into the woods.
And the director's like, oh, God, why did we choose to film this commercial live? Why did we choose this?
In front of a live studio audience.
This commercial was filmed, and it still says that at the end. It's like this commercial was filmed in front of a live studio audience. Like, what, in the middle of Yosemite? Like, what the hell is this?
Well, there is always people there, so I can imagine there is a live studio audience.
Because it is the patrons.
Non-studio audience.
Right. Anyway. Live woodland audience.
So, okay. So anyway, he mauls the kids, gets fired. He goes home.
Obviously.
He rips off his jacket. This is why he never has a shirt, because he ripped off his
never to return to clothing again.
Park ranger jacket. Mm-hmm. He kept the hat. Yeah. He ripped off his jacket like a bear. He was like, roar. And he was like, screw this, and threw it on the floor and probably pooped on it like a bear would. And he's like,
bears do
that's
poop
enough
on their shirts.
And basically, it's a montage of him slowly becoming an alcoholic and like drinking all the time, being like, screw those kids, forest fires, I'm going to stop them all. Like, he still and very much cares about forest fires.
But it's like his only motivation to like continue. It's like, hello, darkness, my old friend. He's like, I got forest fire you can put out. And like,
so he finds out about YouTube and he like starts making like PSAs, but on his own by himself,
own
drunk
channel.
In like, and it's like Smokey the Bear, like YouTube, like starts a whole like revolution. But like, it's like
he has a lot of followers.
He gets famous from it, and like they slowly like get his job back. Mm-hmm. But like the whole joke that goes into that is like him being like a drunk. So like you always see him without a shirt with a big
in
beer belly. And it's like he's just like, only you can prevent forest fires.
He's like scratching his belly button.
Oh God. He's like, can somebody give me a ride to Walmart?
he's like,
pick up a pack of smoke.
He's like, I know we're still filming, all right? He's like, can anybody who's watching this right now just like come give me a ride to Walmart? I'll throw you a couple bucks. I can't drive right now.
It's like, it's basically.
And then he falls, and you hear like beer bottles.
Yeah, the
like,
film
like moving around
is like Denzel Washington in Flight meets Good Burger.
It's Good Burger. We'll get back on. Can we not forget to talk about Good Burger?
We just watched Good Burger last night. That's why I made that reference. But it is. But to be like silly, it's silly, but it's a gritty reboot. So it'd be like an in between. Mm-hmm. That's the idea. So I hope somebody go out there and make that movie for
me. Please, and we'll kickstart it for you.
I don't have the motivation for that. Yeah, we watched Good Burger, and we were making fun of it because we were just kind of Mystery Science Theater 3000, and it was like watching it, and like the scenes where like people get hurt or like get into serious
are actually
accidents.
Very violent.
Yeah, we're like, good God, like, this person probably like broke every bone in their body, but they're like, it's a kids movie.
There's like one of the first scenes is like Kel running into this girl who's double dutching like on jump ropes, and he drags
the girl,
her
and her
on
hands
his,
go yeah, against the concrete.
He drags her on the asphalt for several yards, and she's like,
no,
like,
she wasn't making any noise.
Skin, she was silent, which she, I guess was creepy.
No, she was just like looking up her at face, him, and then her head was going. Gun, gun,
I made
gun,
the
gun, gest- gun.
I made the sound effects of her, the expression on her face.
Yeah,
specifically,
it was ridiculous.
And yeah, her skin would have been completely peeled off her body. And then there's one part where we, where they're all gathered together to rouse the crowd together.
Oh, it's for the, because they put the sauce. They put the new sauce on
the burgers.
They got
the new sauce, which was obviously the key that was going to help them beat their
Mondo Burger.
Their rivals of Mondo Burger.
So they thought that they were like, oh, we're going to get out of this. We have a special sauce now.
All right, guys.
And it's like, thanks, Kel, for putting sauce on the burgers. And then it was like,
they're starting to high five.
We're back in fucking business.
Like, we're back in fucking business.
Like, oh, they start opening up beers and like pouring it all over everybody.
With just one line in this movie.
Yeah,
like
it's just
it became
one
rated
scene.
R.
Just one scene. Yeah. And then they're like, it's R because of one guy saying, I need to say, we're back in fucking business.
He's like, it's what my character would have wanted. Which, by the way, that character is also the same character as the fat guy in Varsity Blues.
It was. That's true.
Yeah, it is.
He was Spatch. Stay you. It's your birthday.
It is.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Go do it. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. And you are 27 today.
I'm 27.
I just turned 27 in April.
He did. Yeah.
And so.
Known you since I was 18.
Yeah. 27s. So, birthdays. So. What's a birthday story? Like, what was a birth when you were little? What's a story of a birth
a story
day,
of my
a day
birth
of your birth?
That is a day that I celebrated post birth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was a good kid.
Right, you were a good kid.
First of
all I've heard are stories of her acting up and misbehaving.
Not me.
And being rambunctious.
No.
And she's like, and after every time, she's like, but I was a good kid.
I was a good kid.
If you have to say, but I was a good kid, after every story you tell me,
yeah,
you weren't a good kid. Just put it out there.
No, he did all these crazy things as a kid.
I was a bad kid. I don't pretend to say I was a good kid. I was not.
Yeah, but I wasn't bad. I would have never like gotten in trouble at school or like gotten put in time out. Like
you just
I wasn't
get caught. You were a bad kid.
I was funny. Like, I would just make jokes.
I was funny, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway. So, when I turned, it was like probably three. I was in this preschool and, you know, I had like a few like little friends and I had them over to my house, like with my grandparents, and we had a birthday party. And one of the games was actually not pin the tail on the donkey. But it was pin the nose on Ernie.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Ew.
I know.
Oh, so wait, hold on.
So it was a circle.
Was it a? Oh, okay.
It was just his red nose. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Bert that has the long flesh colored nose that would definitely look like a penis.
No.
And it would be like you putting a penis on a face. That's what I imagined you talking about just now.
Ernie does not have a nose like that.
No, he doesn't. Bert does. I'm pretty sure he has like a long flesh-colored nose. I'm almost positive.
No, his is an oval. Let me tell you about this man and his perception of Muppets, okay?
It is oval, you're right, but I think it's the color of him, which is
his
like
nose
a,
is very similar to your pop guard on your mic.
Is it? And this is phallic. This is phallic. This is definitely, I definitely would have missed. Like if when you said it in my head, I was like, "That's gross. Little kids should not be doing that."
I know, but you know, my family was always really appropriate.
It's
so.
Bizarre.
Yeah,
that was a combination of course and like.
What else? I couldn't hear the other word.
I don't know. I forget. SPDS. You got the groove.
Welcome. You got the groove.
There it is. I was like, damn it, I missed it.
I know,
anyway.
I can't reach it.
So what happened? Pin the nose on the Ernie.
So it was already, you know, we've set the stage for the tone of this party. And So I had a few friends over, and this one girl, Tia, she was actually, she's from Hawaii, and she was really nice, and like her parents like came over and like brought her to my house and stuff. And she got, I tried really, really hard to win this game. And I should just also mention that on my birthday, I thought that I was allowed to get what I want and do what I want.
You would be the star. Like whatever happens,
of
it was
you. Of
course.
And I was like, well, I'm supposed to win this game. I was like 2.5, you know? So Tia got the nose closer to Bert's face than I did. And I got really, really, really upset. And like, I thought, I was like, they're like, my grandma's like, good job, Tia. And then I'm like, I was starting to cry in the corner. And I'm like, not a good job for Tia. And my grandma's like, Gracie, be nice. Like, this is all on home video. She makes sure to remind me all the time. And she's like, Gracie, be nice to your friend Tia. And Tia's like, here, Grace, it's okay. Like, trying to give me the toy. And I'm like, nah. Like, and then let me.
But I was a good kid.
I was. And then later, there's this like scene in the home movie where like my old cat that my grandparents had was like coming down like the sidewalk. And like none of the kids were expecting it. So they all ran and screamed.
What? A cat?
I know. It was,
they were like, ah. Like, yeah, it was Godzilla like, coming in.
Oh, my God. That was exactly what I thought.
They were like, it was just like,
yeah, am I peeking? Is this the part where I peek?
Coming out of the water. We'll definitely have to bring that part down because it's horrible noises. we're going to feel like it's like Godzilla, and then it's just going to be silence for like 3 seconds, and then it's going to be us saying, I'm going to silence that.
We should check that peak.
Yeah, we should. This will be all editing later.
Essentially, I ended up calming down, and
this
you
is
know.
Going to be a bitch to edit.
We're going to be okay.
That's for Matt Payne. It's an old Matt Payne joke.
I saw he said something to me, but I have not read what it was. But yeah, that was pretty much it. I wasn't really bad. One time my friend Shane, shout out to him, had a Ninja Turtles birthday party where they
were there.
Yeah, let me tell you the story. They like everyone had my
the Ninja Turtles.
Let me tell you what happened. So the Michelangelo, the fucking NTs. So so
TMNT.
He lived like way out in the, but he still does, like he lives out in St. Cloud, and we were in the backyard, and his mom was like, why do we go to the front yard? And we all went out front, and it was like me, Kelsey, Shane, Trevin, like all these people I like played with.
Yeah.
And the like Ninja Turtles van came down his driveway, and
no,
we were like, no, dude, it was so
way.
Cool. And we were like, what? And then they all came out.
I would have
I was
right there on
flipping
the floor.
Out. No, we were like 4, and it was amazing.
It'd be like
listen,
the scene in 8 Crazy Nights when they all start, like all the deer start shitting.
Diddy, 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 hum.
When they're all freaking out, thinking it's so funny. I would be, I'm like, what the?
No, that's basically what was happening. Kelsey and I were like, what? Like, we weren't like girly.
That's
we were like,
awesome.
Fuck yeah, the Ninja Turtles.
That's
so then,
such
listen,
a cool party.
They came out of the van and like silly string sprayed us with everything. And we were like, what? And they brought pizza.
Brought pizza? No,
yes,
they did.
They brought pizza. And we
that's
were like,
so
I know. And I thought about it. Like, I never like, I don't know. Like, we were kids and like, we just went on with our lives. Like, I knew him till like I graduated high school. Like, Kelsey went to high school with him and stuff. But like, I think about it now. I'm like, well, I guess I could find him on Facebook, but that was such a cool party. And like, we didn't talk about it later. Like, who did your mom get to do that party? Because you don't have that frame of mind as a kid, you know? But oh man, that was like one of the fucking best parties I ever went to.
That's
that was
insane.
So much fun. And he had like a huge trampoline and like a lot of land.
I'm jealous of that.
I know. No, that was party. Like the one of the memories that I have. Like
that is an excellent
really cool.
party.
Yeah.
I had some cool ones. I did like the roller skating. I did, but like that's epic.
I know. I
like
can't.
That.
I don't know what his mom did. No, she was awesome anyway. Like
she probably blew the Teenage Mutant Ninja
no,
Turtles.
She would. Yeah. They're like, what's the payment? And he's like, you have to blow our dicks with the ninja. And
with
like
the
their penises look like the
they're
same
like, I'll
color.
I'll turtle it out for you. All right. That's enough of that. Okay.
She's like, I'm afraid of getting a splinter.
I don't know what year it was.
From your wood.
But my dad, I had a movie birthday party. It was at the casino, which was my first job when I was 14.
Woohoo.
The casino, which was not a casino, but a movie theater / arcade / mini golf / ice cream parlor / grill / everything. They had
/ slave quarters.
Yeah, well, it was, yeah. Oh, God, when I was working there, I had like, the shit I had to do. Shit I've seen. I've seen some shit. No, and that's... I had to clean the toilets, so I've seen some shit. But I don't know how old I was. I want to say like 8 or 9. I know my dad will remember, but because he'll never forget this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was a movie party, but like it had to be during your birthday. So it was like, you know, the weekend of my birthday, the only fucking movie playing was the Brady Bunch movie. Now, I was at a certain age where that's not cool. Not that there's any age where that's cool.
No.
But I was at a certain age where I was like, that's really not cool. But it was the only movie playing. I wanted to have it there. I was stubborn. They're like, well, you have to see the Brady Bunch. I'm like, fine, we'll see the Brady Bunch movie. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, so we played arcade game. We had a great time. It was me and my friends and my dad. And we had a grand time.
A grand old time.
The grand ye old opera. And we had a good time. But we were playing like the Simpsons arcade game. And we beat that to the end.
Like we
playing,
almost did the other day. We were really close.
We were getting close. But yeah, we were like pumping quarters into all the games. And we had all had ice cream. And that's the thing. We all had ice cream and stuff like that. And my dad was like, he was so mad he had to sit through the Brady Bunch movie. He's like, I'm gonna throw up. He's like, I'm gonna vomit. He's like, he was so disgusted that he had to say, he's like, I'm gonna
I can imagine him right now be like, I don't want to see that movie. Like,
and
no.
So like we're all hanging out and we're having a good time, and it was a good party. Everyone had a good time. So we're eating ice cream, and we had like the big movie sodas and like the popcorn.
Oh my
and
God.
We're just going to town on these things. The candy, like Goobers and all that stuff.
Oh shit, Goobers.
And like, cause they had like a package. It was like if you did a movie night.
Yeah.
And the arcade, you got, it was like a certain amount of
like
money.
Like you get unlimited candy?
Well, no, it would be like everybody gets like a soda, a candy, a popcorn.
Oh God, that's awesome.
I know, it was pretty cool. But we had been going there for years, so we knew those guys at the casino. Anyway, so my dad prerequisites this with, I'm going to throw up, to me going, we all sit down, we sit in a big row, and we're like, all right, fine, we're going to sit down, we're going to just get through this movie, and then go back to playing video games. We just have to watch it, because this is what we're doing. And we're watching it, and like, I'm saying, like, the first scene, like, within the first 10 minutes, I'm like going to town on this soda.
Oh my God.
This like large, like, you know, Coke. And I'm just like drinking it, and my dad's like, slow down, you're going to throw up, slow down. What happens? I take the soda away from my mouth. He's like, took it from me. And I'm just like, oh no, I don't feel good. I was like, blah, 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 like all over the place. And it was just like all like candy and pop. It was gross.
Ew.
And sticky like soda. It was gross. But it was like, my dad was like, well, if anyone's going to throw up, somebody, if he threw up, I was going to throw up. Like something was going to happen. Somebody needed to expel fluids from their body. And it needed to happen because it was the Brady Bunch movie.
Aww.
Which wasn't the worst, but it was pretty bad.
So wait, so you cleaned up the vomit or you just stepped away and then watched the movie?
Well, I went to the bathroom after that and I think they came in and cleaned it.
Oh my God.
But we still watched the movie.
Do you remember your stomach hurting before you threw up?
I don't remember that much. Just remember my dad saying he was going to throw up and then I did. That's what I remember the most.
I don't ever have, like, I haven't had any stories where I, like, threw up in front of people, like, as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, I really,
I don't,
like,
have a lot. I didn't throw up a lot. I wasn't one of those kids that threw up a lot.
No, I never had any, you know, you saw, like, in school when you'd pass by the janitor and they'd be putting the powder down. Like, I never got sick in school.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I was the throw-up kid. I was not the throw-up kid. I'm sorry. I meant to say I wasn't. But I was like the kid that cried at like everything.
Really?
Yeah, like anything that happened that didn't go my way or I, like, something or whatever. Whatever, in gym class I'd always cry if I didn't win.
I feel like we've talked about so many things, but I feel like we haven't talked about
this. I was such a crybaby.
When did that stop?
I would throw temper tantrums and I'd cry about
everything.
Well,
I knew about that, but I didn't know that you'd cry.
Yeah, I'd cry. Like, I'd be the perfect example, playing kickball in gym class. I'd kick it, and if they caught it, I'd cry.
Really? How old were
you? And if we were running like around the bases and like they pegged me with the ball, I'd cry. I'd pretend to get hurt.
It would hit me
and I'd be like, oh, my leg. Oh, and I'd start crying.
Wow.
And my gym teacher after a while was like, shut up. Like, stop crying. You're not hurt. You're just doing this for attention. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yes, I was.
Oh, my God.
I was a crybaby. I was a bad kid. I told you this.
I know, but you didn't tell me that you cried.
I did.
We talked
all
about
the time.
Everything.
I was a big crybaby. I wasn't the throw-up kid, but I was the cry kid. I would cry all the time.
I really didn't cry. I don't know. I got in trouble for like making people laugh and like being like,
I was that kid too. But if things didn't go my way, it was tear city.
If I misbehaved in school, I would hear about it later.
Salty river would flow from my eyes.
You make me laugh, man with glass windows for eyes.
So what are we doing tomorrow? We're going to go up to Boulder.
We're going to go to Boulder.
And celebrate your birthday. We're going to see the new Michelle Gondry movie.
Oh, yeah. Which looks awesome.
It does look adorable.
Mood Indigo is what it's called.
Hit some breweries, get some dinner. But yeah, Mood Indigo is this new movie, and Michelle Gondry, one of my absolute favorite directors.
Mm-hmm, the best.
Oh my God. So we just watched the Everlong video the other night, which he directed.
The best. Foo Fighters,
Everlong. That was Michelle Gondry. One of Michelle Gondry's first things he did, that music video. He did a bunch of music videos.
He worked
videos
with Bjork and a bunch of different people.
And then he did Eternal Sunshine. He did
Science of Sleep.
Science of Sleep, Be Kind, Rewind. and this is the newest one. I met Michelle Gondry.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a comic book convention, like a nerd, like a salmon nerd.
Like, I haven't done that.
I went to a comic book. No, but this was like even nerdier because it was like almost exclusively web comics. It wasn't even like comics. Really? It was like almost exclusively web comics. Mm-hmm. So everybody was giving you like pamphlets and flyers for like their new web comic that came out this week. That's some of them awesome. Were written comics, but they were mostly independent comics. So they were
it's
all
okay.
like
we
people
don't have
you
to
had
have a nerd
never heard of. No, yeah. I'm saying these people you never heard of.
Yeah.
I literally went because the guy that does Dino Comics
I
was going to be there.
I know.
And I was like, I have to meet Dino Comics guy. Mm-hmm. And I went up to him and I was very like excited. And he was like very weirded out how excited I was about it. I was like, oh man, I love Dino Comics. Like my, you know, my friends, we all like have like nicknames and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm T-Rex. Like, it's fantastic. And he's like,
oh my God, get some friends.
Okay, here you go. Like, he was just like,
oh my God.
Yeah, he wasn't a dick so much as he was just like, why do you like this so much?
That's,
like,
that's how it was when I met, maybe I shouldn't say her name, but like when I met that girl, like that musician, like she was like, I was like, oh, that was amazing.
No,
that was
but
really good.
She sounded like a bitch.
She was just that, being like a bitch.
But I'm saying this guy wasn't the dick. He wasn't being a dick. I didn't have a vibe that he was like, shocked. Like he took a step back from me, like, why do you think this is so good? Like, this is a joke. Like, I'm doing this for fun.
I guess we would feel like that if somebody came up to us and was like, oh my God, you guys, like, you're
that's
be
true.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's really nice.
I don't know.
No,
I'd
be like,
how I react
I'd be
to
like,
things.
Thank you. But we'd also, I think in the back of our mind,
but I met
maybe we wouldn't verbalize
the guy
it.
That does. And I met, I think Bill Plimpton. He does comics and he does, those weird, animations.
Okay.
I can't remember any of the names. I'll look them up later, but, and I'll probably like put one on, but Michelle Gondry put out a comic, I think with his son. I think his son like draws, and Michelle Gondry and his son, I think, collaborated and made a comic, and I had no clue. I didn't know he was going to be there, and it was at the end of the day. I had already spent all my money, and I walked up, and like I was walking out. I was actually walking
mm-hmm.
out. I was walking towards the exit,
yeah.
And I just so happened to look over to my right, and I was like, let me just take one last like look. I wasn't even thinking about it. It was like, you know, automatic. I looked over, and I was like, wait a fucking, is that Michelle Gondry?
Yeah.
I was like, no fucking way. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is he doing here? Mm-hmm. He's like one of my absolute favorite directors. What is he doing in this comic, small independent comic? Mm-hmm. So I walked over to him and I was like, Mr. Gondry, like, you're one of my absolute favorite artists, like amazing work. Like, you're such an inspiration to me. I'm like, first of all, I was like, and I looked down, I saw that he had a comic, and I was like, clearly he had a comic. I didn't even really ask what he was doing there, but
yeah.
I was just like, I was confused as to why he was there. But he looks at me with his thickest French accent, the most French anybody could ever be. And he's like, thank you. Like, he's like, thank you. And we couldn't communicate. He didn't know enough English to really talk to me. It was like weird. So as I'm like kind of talking to him and saying how many movies I like and what I like about him, he's looking up at me and looking down and like looks like he's writing something. I thought he was just saying like, oh, thanks, Joe, for writing my movies. I thought he was writing something to me.
Thanks, Joe, for liking my movies.
Yeah, like, but I looked down and he drew me. He drew my face and like I was wearing my headphones, these exact headphones,
of
actually.
Course.
I was wearing my headphones around my neck because I was walking around all day in the city, and he drew me and gave me the comic, and he like didn't charge me. I told him I didn't have any money. I think that was part of it. I was like, I just ran out of money. I didn't know you were here. Like, this is so cool. And he was like, oh, no problem. And he gave me the comic for free, and he drew me, and he's like, hey, Joe.
Yeah.
And he wrote Michelle Gondry on it. And I was like, this is the greatest gift I've ever gotten.
Where's the picture now? I forgot to ask
it
you.
Is somewhere. I will find it, and I'll put it up.
Yeah, we definitely should.
Because I still have the comic.
I've seen it before. I know you showed it to me. Actually, do you want to know something, since I remember everything and you make fun of me? That day that you met him was the day that I moved to New York. And I remember we were talking that morning.
Because I was in the city.
Yeah. And
by myself.
Yeah. And I was trapped in the airport. And I remember we were talking.
Trapped in a closet.
Yeah. I was trapped in the airport like Tom Cruise. Like Tom Cruise. Like Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks.
In the terminal.
The terminal. The terminal. Oh,
stay you. So I think that wraps it up for this session. We we have a ton of more shit we could talk about, but we're trying to keep these down to half an hour episodes so that people don't
get tired of it.
Yeah, because, you know, I think half an hour is a good amount of time for art, what we're doing, which is mostly comedy and stories and storytelling and stuff like that. And we wanted to have a birthday episode because it's Grace's birthday tomorrow. Yeah. We're excited and we're going to have fun. And I hope all enjoy your birthdays whenever that is.
If you guys have a birthday.
And if you have a birthday, tell me and I will say happy birthday to you.
We're trying to find people who also have birthdays. I think everybody connect with them.
We want, if you have a birthday, tell us, because that's surprising.
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody else had one.
I think the one thing that we had in common was having a birthday, right? Like when I met you, I was like, wait.
That was the only thing we landed on.
Still to this day, the only thing we have between us.
But anyway, so this is the birthday episode. We had some birthday stories. And we are happy to have been a part of this situation, which is this podcast. And I hope everyone's enjoying it. We're having so much fun doing this.
Yes.
And so far, we've had pretty decent feedback. Everyone seems to be enjoying it, and we want to keep going with it. And we want to definitely want to have more people on, but it's like we still have to like hammer out the like whole online guest thing.
Oh, yeah. We're trying really hard to work that out.
We have it mostly figured out. But if you want to be a guest, if you happen to have a webcam, like something that's not connected to your computer,
as far as mics,
a cheap external mic that you can get like a USB connector for, that would be like ideal. It would be much more preferred, because the speakers that go through the cameras of the laptops are just not good.
Yeah, and the internal mics are not the ones.
It'll just dumb down the quality, and we want to try and keep this up. And that's just like something that we wanted to like just mention quickly, because like we want to have guests on. We want to have people. We know a lot of people, obviously, all over the country that want to be a part of it, and we want to incorporate them.
Yes.
But it's like, if you just have a laptop computer, it's going to sound really bad. Yeah. So you need to have like either a webcam or an external mic. Not need. We'll work with it. But then that we're being super picky. We just want it to sound good. We want everyone to not be like annoyed with the sound.
That's okay. Jets.
Jets.
C-H-I-L-T-S. The little Chilts. Octagon shapes on Catan.
Oh, yeah.
Is it an octagon? It's not an octagon.
No. I think it was the number tokens. They were called Chilts.
They were like the number tokens. Chilts. Parentheses, Chilts.
Chilts.
Chilts. Yeah, the Chilts.
Oh, my God. Catan. We'll have to have a whole talk about Catan. We'll do that in another episode.
We'll talk about Catan.
But our Catan friends.
We've played Catan like once before, right?
I don't own several copies and played it 100 times.
Were we playing that, or were we playing Madden for like the millionth time?
All right. Anyway, so we're rambling.
Yeah.
But this is the end of the show. We hope everyone had a good time.
Have a great night. Thanks for listening.
I hope you have birthdays and enjoy them too. I hope you enjoy the things that you like. And you do the things that you like to do.
Mm-hmm. This is Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
I'm Grace.
I'm Joe.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Mm.